Colin Shifley, thank you so much for being here today. You recently directed an independent movie called Animals that has been critically acclaimed, and it's won an award at the South by Southwest Film Festival and has been picked up for distribution around the country. Could you give us a premise of this film?
It's about two heroin addicts that live in a broken-down car in Chicago, and it's kind of about their day-to-day struggle, hustling, trying to make ends meet, and unfortunately, you know, spiraling downward as they face their addiction.
How did this script land on your desk, and what spoke to you about this film?
My buddy Dave Desmulchin, he wrote it, and he's an actor. And I had met him in Chicago when I was at school at Columbia College. And basically, he was in one of my short films, and we kind of hit it off. And a few years later, out in L.A., when we, you know, we had been working together for a while, and he reached out to me and was like, hey, man, I have this first feature-length film that I wrote, and I'd love you to be the one to tackle it with me. And yeah, I read it, and it definitely was intense. You know, I was kind of like, why do you want to make a movie about heroin addiction? And he told me it was based on elements of his life. And that's when I was like, wow, you know, I kind of had to reread it and realize that we have to get this movie made and tell your story. Also, I mean, just the fact that David, we wanted to make it as true to life as possible. And he, when he was going through this kind of rock bottom time in his life, he was in Chicago. He lived there. And that's kind of, that was his stomping ground. And he kind of really stepped story in it, and we wanted Chicago to be a third character in the movie and decided that there's no better place than just to go back there and make it happen that way.
That's interesting. Can you maybe talk about Chicago as a character?
Yeah, sure thing. I mean, I love Chicago so much. It's one of my favorite cities. One day I could see myself definitely ending up back there and living again. But we wanted it to feel, like I said, real and authentic, and we didn't want it to have that touristy vibe. We didn't want to, you know, set scenes right outside the Cubs stadium or have them walking by the Sears Tower or something ridiculous. We wanted to get in between the cracks and really see the side of Chicago that not everyone experiences and show it in a very natural and authentic light.
And you've worked on other movies in the past in different roles. What was the difference between working on this movie and compare it to other films that you have worked on in the past?
It's great. Like you said, I've done a handful of different various sizes of projects, from short films to some of the bigger ones I've done. You know, I got to work on The Dark Knight Rises a few years ago as just a production assistant. And that was, you know, it's amazing to see how those big studio films function and all the clockwork that's happening on the inside of those and how organized they are. And I've also been on the other side of things where I'm working on independent films that seem much less organized, and having seen both sides of the spectrum, I really wanted to find that as much professionalism as I could in our film, and luckily I think we had such an awesome team that we kind of together knew the type of environment and workplace that we wanted the film set to feel like, and kind of became a family, and that's something that I hadn't always felt on other projects.
Have you been surprised by the acclaim that this movie has received?
Yeah, I mean, you hope for the best for your movie, and my goal was to, you know, get into the festival circuit and really get it out there and try to make it worthy of, you know, I always say I want to make movies that are worthy of, you know, Academy Awards and whatnot, and obviously you want to be realistic too, and I knew either Sundance Film Festival or South by Southwest or, you know, some of the bigger ones here in America, that was our goal to get it. And so I definitely was surprised and kind of shocked when we found out that right off the bat we had gotten in. And then once it was doing well, you kind of just pinch yourself and realize, man, we're really under the microscope here. You never realize how intense it's going to be until all that starts happening.
You're pretty young. So when you were working on this movie, you would have been in your mid to late 20s. Why do you think there aren't more young people doing what you're doing?
That's interesting. I work with a lot of people that are still trying to get their first movie made, and my goal was always to make my first feature film by age 30, so I'm very happy that I reached that course. But yeah, I think it just has something to do with, you know, I've wanted to do this forever, and I kind of pursued it forever. So, I mean, ever since I was, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, me and my brothers would be filming, you know, quote-unquote movies our camera, our home video camera. And I think just that drive and that obsession since that age, you know, I knew kind of each step of the way, I knew what step I wanted, where I wanted to be at what age, and those, you know, goals you set for yourself. And luckily, I just stuck with it, and when it diverged from the path, and it got me to where I wanted.
Are there any projects that you're working on right now?
I have a couple of projects in line. David and I have another project we're trying to get off the ground. That's kind of another pretty intense drama type film. And then my brother and I keep mentioning him, Brandon Shipley. He also is from Fort Wayne. He's a screenwriter. So we have our project that we're trying to get going, and that's a little bigger budget. And then on another spectrum, I have, from this whole experience, I got an agent and a manager, and they kind of are putting me through the whole production company studio circuit, which has been pretty awesome.
Colin Shifley, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Katie. It was a pleasure to chat.